Paul, you want to turn on the computer for us? This morning we're going to do our Mexican presentation of the recent trip that we took for the conference that was there. I guess in order, Tim's going to share first, and then Vera, then Paul, then Robin, and I'm the you know, what do you say, the last batter or the last pitcher. I'm the closer. So yeah, okay. So praise the Lord.
Anyway, Mexico. That's what we're doing. Oh. All right. So I don't know. I got no coaching on this. I don't know how this is going to work this morning. All right. Start talking. All right. Start talking. So I'm just, I'm so glad they got a chance to go. When I was praying about this, I really wanted my wife to go, and I didn't know if she would, and she did. And so we both went, and it was wonderful. And I'm so thankful for the grace of God abounding for that. And, you know, and the grace of God just abounded. And Before I get to the conference, it was just wild. We went there a few days early, and the Lord kept giving us encounters with people. And I don't think I was the only one. I think other people were telling me they were having the same thing go on. And it was funny, but not in a, you know, it was in a joyful way. I just was amazed. So the first night we got there, we went to this restaurant. There was almost nobody there. And we got to talking to the waiter, Tito, in broken Spanish and, you know, for me and then Lupe there. And I don't know how we got there. But before the night was out, we wound up with him saying, "I want you guys to take my hand and pray for me," right in the restaurant. So we did. And as I'm thinking about this, I'm like, well, he doesn't speak English. Lupe, you pray for him. Okay. So she prays for him, and I'm agreeing, but I was just so cool how the Lord did that. And this is like the start. And then the second day we were there, we went whale watching, and I passed on a video with the whale watching. But that's really not, the video is not important. We were in this boat, and we went out there and Guayabitos whale watching, and there was, I don't know, 6-7 people in the boat. We started talking a little bit. There was a couple there, and it turns out they were from Querétaro. And I was like, whoa, we know about Querétaro. Are you from the state or the city? And he spoke some English, and I spoke some broken Spanish. And then we wound up going to the little island out in the bay, to the beach for a while. And I was able to tell him, oh, we've heard it. We know about Querétaro. There's some amazing things going on in the church there. And if nothing else, he got to know that we love Jesus, right? And I didn't get the feeling that they were walking with the Lord, but that's okay. The message got there. And so I was able to just speak a blessing over them. It was a young couple with a little kid, and they know there's a church that's alive and well in Querétaro now. And then the next day, we went up to Chicala to a beach, and it was beautiful. It's my favorite beach so far, not that I've seen so many. There were humpback whales breaching that we could see from the beach. It was amazing. But that wasn't the best part. The best part was as in swimming, and there's another guy there, and I don't know how we got started. We started talking again in broken Spanish, and he spoke a little English. And I started telling him about the Lord, I guess, being good or something. And he piped up, and I was telling him we were there for a conference. And he's like, you know, it turns out he was a Pentecostal Christian from Guadalajara. He was there with his family at the beach. And I told him, well, Jesus is the love of my life. And you know what I appreciated? This guy lit up like a light bulb. He was so happy to hear that we love Jesus. I mean, you know, you get a real one when they do that. And him and I just had such a good time sharing Jesus out there in the beach, you know, in the waves. And he's like, you know, and I brought Lupe to meet and talk to his wife. And then he brought over a watermelon for us when we were eating food later. We couldn't eat it all. And we gave him some stuff that we had. And he told us, I want you guys to pray for us tonight, because I told him we were going to church in La Lima. Pray for me and my family. And so we did. I grabbed Robin and Lupe and I. We prayed for this guy. His name was Juan, and I think his wife was Celicia. And then the next one was in the hotel. I haven't got to the conference yet. Sorry, Wayne. So the next one, we're at the hotel, and we're in the pool. And we're floating around. There's a woman there, and her name is, she introduced, I'm Barbara from Oregon. And she said, oh, what are you folks here for? And we started telling, look, you know, we told her about a conference. Oh, what kind of conference? So we're telling her details about it. And then I'm trying to explain a relationship with a church down in churches in Mexico in a non-religious way, because I didn't know if she was walking with the Lord or not. And she interrupts me nicely and says, "Oh, it sounds like you're helping them and working with them to keep them from legalism." I went, "Yeah, that's right. Very good." And then I was talking to her husband a little later, and he, you know, I didn't get the feeling that they were going home for Jesus, but he's like, "Hey, it's all in the Word." I said, "Yeah, that's right." And she asked me, she said, "Hey, is this conference the kind of thing that we could drop in and see what it's like?" And I said, "Yes, absolutely." Now, I don't think they did, but afterwards she asked me, "How was it?" You know, and so I just, "Thank you, Lord, proceed." Okay, now I can talk about the conference. The conference, it was beautiful. It was amazing. And I think that's the theme for me. The Lord gave me a couple words, very short, you know, non-complicated ones. And to me, it set the tone. One of the words was that the bride is here and she's beautiful. And that whole conference was beautiful to me. I just like the beauty of Jesus there and his bride. And just the worship, the presence of the Lord, kind of losing yourself so that he could be glorified. I'm just so thankful for it. So thankful for the presence of the Lord. We got to know and spend some time with a couple of the brothers from Long Island, Frank Howell and Peter Winkler. And we wound up picking up from the hotel every morning and got to eat with them. And I just felt that was a God thing. You know, it seems crazy. You have to go to Mexico to get to know some people from Long Island. But we did. And Lupe wound up doing a lot of translation for Frank, too. And I think that was a blessing and everything. Some of the highlights from the conference was Wayne, I think on the first day, talked about the prophetic. And, you know, we've heard that before, but the teaching was really good. And for me, it was really helpful to hear some of the practical things about prophetic ministry, how to receive it, what to do with it. And another thing that really encouraged me was, I think on the, I think it was the last day, but Chava, he was one of the elders they installed 2 years ago down in the church in La Lima. He's a young man still. He's 33. But Lord, the grace of God is on that brother. And he spoke about the fivefold ministries. And after his speak on the fivefold ministries, we were supposed to break into, you know, a group on one of those, like apostolic, prophetic, you know, teaching and evangelistic. And as he started to talk, you know, I didn't know which group I was going to go to. And part of his sharing was, you know, as I'm sharing, you'll know. God will just cause it to burn in your heart. And you know what? He did. You know, I had no idea when Chava started talking, which section I was going to. But after he started talking, I knew right away, you know, okay, I'm going to that one. And I had never had the Lord confirm for me like that, the bent like that. And so it was really appreciated that. Another highlight was Brother Frank on the last day talking about elders. I thought that was really good and really thorough. He shared scriptures about elders and stuff that I had never come to my mind. And I thought I knew all about it. So that was good. And I would just say, also Ricky ministered on Saturday night. I think it was the ministry of repentance. And it's funny, I wasn't sitting with an interpreter. I couldn't understand most of what he said, but it was like I didn't need to. As he spoke, like the presence of the Lord was so strong. And I leaned over to Lupe at one point because, you know, there were people going up front. And I said, "What is this? What did he say? Is this who's going up front?" And she said, "Oh, it's kind of like a salvation call." But it's like, you know, I've been saved, but I sat there for a while and said, "I'm supposed to go up front too. I'm going." So I went up front and knelt down, and the presence of the Lord was just so strong. And the grace of God was just working on people. And it was just so amazing. Even if you don't understand what's being said, the Holy Spirit can still get the message across to you. We had a time of prayer one of the days with, you know, we went to various people and brothers in particular to pray with. And that was such a blessing to get to pray in a really heartfelt way. You know, it says the Holy Spirit groans with groanings too deep for words. And in that prayer time, that's what was going on. I mean, you would grab somebody and they didn't know exactly what to say because but you knew there's this unction from the Holy Spirit to pray for them. And it was wonderful. It was such a beautiful time in the Lord. And I really just thank the Lord for the grace of God and Lupe and I both. Not everything was totally comfortable. But even our uncomfortableness, the Lord immediately worked for good. I was just amazed at how quickly he took those things and he worked them for good. And he was just so good. So I just want to thank the Lord and the leadership for letting me go and letting us go. It was wonderful. And Lord, I just can't give you enough praise and glory and thanks. Thank you, Father. Oh, and I have one last thing. All right. So last encounter on the plane home, right? So we're on the plane in Puerto Vallarta. We're taxiing around the one runway. And the plane is very full. And there's a guy sitting next to me, and his wife is across the aisle. And they're saying over and over again, if you have a backpack in the overhead, put it under the seat because there's no room for bags. And I'm looking, and they've got a backpack up there, and there's room. You know, he's got an empty space under him. And I made a comment about, I think that could go under there or something. I don't remember what I said. And as soon as it was out of my mouth, I was like, big mistake. Because the lady started fussing with me a little bit. Oh, it won't go. It'll break the computer. And I'm like, Lord, I'm so sorry I said anything. Me and my big mouth, I'm so sorry. How do we fix this, Lord? And as I sat there, as we were taxiing around the runway, I leaned over to the man and I said, hey, I'm just so sorry for getting off on the wrong foot. You know, I'm so sorry. I didn't need to say anything about that. And I said, how was your trip to Mexico? And we started blabbing, like, for the next 20 to 30 minutes, just on and on and on and on. And I got to tell him about the Lord helping my son go in the Marine Corps and how he married a good Jewish girl. And then I felt the Lord poking me. And then I said, are you Jewish? He goes, yes. And he was from Tuxedo, New York. And so I don't know exactly why, but I got to tell, you know, he got to know that we love Jesus and we love Jews. And so he even takes our big mouths and our mistakes for good. Thank you.
Okay. Well, as you guys know, the purpose of this mission was to do a conference on laying the foundation for the kingdom. And we were warned by Owen Carey to expect spiritual warfare. And in my opinion, I was the brunt of it. Beginning from the very first night in our Airbnb, I started having diarrhea. And to get to the bathroom, and this would always occur at night, of course, to get to the bathroom, you had to go in the dark, out into this hallway, from the hallway into a courtyard, and then you're finally in the bathroom. And so, well, anyway, I won't go into all the details, but it was not good. And the other thing was, of course, you cannot put the toilet paper in the toilet. And so if I was having to occasionally dip my hand into the toilet to take out the toilet paper along with whatever else had come out of me. So, but one good thing I must say is that during the actual conference itself, I never once had this happen. Never once did the diarrhea occur when we were actually at the conference. So for that, I was very grateful. And it was because of this I learned something called the BRAT diet. The BRAT diet is used to prevent or to combat diarrhea. Now, this is what it stands for. B is for bananas, R is for rice, A is for applesauce, and T is for toast. Fortunately, they do serve rice water in Mexico, and I happen to like it. And, of course, Wayne was kind enough to recommend electrolyte water, so I stayed hydrated, so I didn't really get sick from this at all. We also, because we would eat lunch together at certain days, we would have lunch with other people. And so one day we met Miguel and Ricardo. They attend Iglesia de El Camino, where Joy Zimmerman and Pancho Heredia also attend. They decided they wanted to get baptized along with two young women who are also from Iglesia El Camino. And they had Wayne baptize them. And I didn't get to go, but I saw the video where they were knocked over by the waves. And Wayne, I'm curious to know, did somebody come out there and help you?
Chava came out.
Chava's a younger man, of course. And he came out.
I got baptized a few times that day, too.
And as you all know, sometimes I need a helping hand with walking due to my disability. Now, as you know, Paul walked me up here, right? And you see this generally, sometimes I try to do it by myself, but when you're in a strange landfill, you don't know, and there's steps and stuff, and you just cannot necessarily do it. Now, Paul wasn't always available to help me, but even complete strangers could see that something wasn't quite right, and they would give me a hand and help me down wherever I had to go. We were also hosted by various families, some we knew and some we met for the first time. We certainly did not go hungry, and in fact, I probably gained a little weight while I was down there. Now, at the end of the conference, a Karim of Iglesia Puerto del Cielo, Querétaro, had Paul and me and Wayne and Robin to give us a gift. And guess what it was? Cookies. So, anyway, as I say, there was no going hungry and there was certainly dirt. But however, the highlight for me was reconnecting with Rafa Heredia. Back in the day when I first met Rafa, we were on the national trip to Oaxaca, his home state. Rafa was a flirt, and many girls had a crush on him. And I just won't go into all the details about that, but it wasn't necessarily wisdom. Now, 9 years later, which is this past, you know, when we went down there, he has a wife and two children. They came one evening to our Airbnb, and we got to hear their story. She had been a professional singer and got radically saved, and I never quite understood how she got saved, but it was radical. And as soon as that happened, she gave up. She stopped being a professional singer. And she decided she wanted her husband saved too. So she went on a 21-day Daniel fast, at which at the end, Rafa turned his life over to the Lord. This has me thinking to also do a Daniel fast on behalf of my unsaved loved ones. And so that was profound for me that I came back with that from this trip. Thank you. Thank you for sending me.
I'm just glad there was no pictures of the toilet, so. So what I'm going to do here I'm going to go through some of the prayers and prophetic words that were given to us before we left, and I want to show you how accurate some of those words are. And okay, first of all, I'm going to start with what Dan and Crystal shared, because I believe they go together. And I'm just going to share a couple of highlights. I'm not going to read the whole prophetic word. And this has all been recorded, so if you ever want to listen to it, we have that recorded. And he said he saw a picture that people's heads were down and that they were bent. And he said that as you are sharing at the conference, he sees these people's heads being raised up and raised up. So that's basically the word that Dan had. Now, Crystal had something similar. She said, "What I saw were eyes that were closed and blind." She was thinking about Saul, who was blinded. And he said, "But their eyes were opened and saw all things new, because when Saul's eyes were closed for whatever, 3 days, when they were opened, he saw everything new because of the Holy Spirit." And there's a couple in the very beginning. It was the first day. They received a prophetic word. The couple's name is Abram and Emma. This couple, the Zimmermans, and have known them ever since they've gone down there, right? And they're a part of the Church of Missionera Christiana Church, which was the first congregation we ever visited as a church to go down there. And they were a part of that. And they're still a part of that. But the word to them was that they were very weary and just... They looked beat up. And let me see what I have written here. The Lord spoke to this couple not to give up. And even though their life's circumstances had been very hard, had been a very hard road, they were still there. And if they needed help, the congregation was then asked if they knew Abram and Emma. Many of them said they did. And all these people, it was basically pointed out to Abram and Emma that all these people are here for you, to come alongside you. So if you ever need help, they're there. And they were all like clapping after that. And as soon as that happened, their whole countenance changed in that moment. It's like Dan said, their heads were down and we were sharing, their heads got up, and it's almost like their eyes were undone, and now they're seeing in the Holy Spirit. They actually, I was sensing they were seeing in the Holy Spirit that there is a body of Christ here, you know, and that they are not alone, and you could just see the change. And they had that same change throughout the conference. Even after the conference, when I met Abram on the street, he was walking down the street with his big smile on his face, and it was just a joy to see that. And I want to give much of that credit to Wayne and Robin, because every time they have gone down there, they've always reached out to them. They found them, tried to have lunch with them, tried to encourage them. Sometimes they were received well. Sometimes they were kind of standoffish. But their persistence, even this time, they saw them in the market, because they have a booth in the marketplace. And they said, we're here for a conference. Please come. And they said, this is a little different because this is for the church. This is for the churches. Please come. And they did come, and they stayed as long as they could. And I could tell the prophetic word that we received was being fulfilled right in front of our eyes. That was just really neat. And that was just one person. There's probably many others. Okay, then there was two other words that I felt that also went together. And the first one was from Claudia Angle. She was actually online. And she's the one who read or spoke about Joel chapter 2, 28 to 29, which is also in Acts. And he says, "I will pour out my spirit on all mankind, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions. Even the male and female servants, I will pour out my spirit in these days." And what was very similar was Joan Wilbur had that same sense after that prophetic word, because she came up after that. And she basically said the same thing: "I will pour out my spirit on our all flesh, and they will know me, right? And so at the conclusion, okay, so this is what I wanted to share here. On Saturday morning, Danny shared a message, and it was called The Mystery Revealed. And this actually was a change in schedule. He was supposed to go later in the day, actually after when I first shared, but somewhere someone made a decision, and he decided to share then. And he said, at the conclusion of his message, he said, in order for us to hear the Lord, we need His Holy Spirit. He then invited people who wanted to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit to come forward, and there was about 10 people who came forward. We then began to see the increase of the fulfillment of Wayne's prayer, which was here, and that was the activation of the gifts of the Spirit. So God was just putting it all together. I think that's why God had Danny go earlier, is because these people needed the Holy Spirit to hear what was being said and what was going on in the conference, and they came up, they were filled with the Spirit, and all of a sudden we began to see an increase in the activation of the gifts, and more people were prophesying, and it was just a great thing to observe. And Wayne's prayer, like I said, was for the activation of the spiritual gifts, and they indeed were activated. Okay, two more. Sharon Rumble. Sharon was sharing the life of Paul, the Apostle Paul, and the struggles. This was what I was getting from what she said, that he had gone through a lot of struggles, and one of them she specifically mentioned was shipwreck, you know, right? She says here, for he has chosen to make the crooked way made straight, right? And then she goes on to say, that the Lord was going to speak through us in that regard. And then when we go to what Eulene shared after that, she said the Holy Spirit is speaking of a cleansing and a washing of the soul and mind. And she says, because of the word that will be spoken at the conference, people will also see the sacrifices, the kingdom work that people are doing to make the work of the Lord known through the nation. And so let me tell you about another gal. There's a gal named Mariela. She is the wife of Chava, and he's one of the elders at Puerta del Cielo. Mariela received a word at the beginning of the conference. Mariela is a counselor. She might be is she a psychiatrist? She's a licensed psychologist. Okay, not psychiatrist. And the Lord was letting her know that she was called up, and the Lord was letting her know he was aware of the weight of the concern she carries around on behalf of her clients. She's a petite little gal, and there was just this sense of this weight that she was carrying, the concerns of the people that she counsels. He also told her she was carrying certain things were not for her to carry. And then there was the paraphrase of Galatians 6, 2 to 5. It says, bear one another's burdens, but you have to carry your own load. And the sense was that she was beginning to carry other people's loads in addition to their burdens, and that she would need to discern to let certain things go. So, on the Wednesday evening before we headed home, okay, that's after the conference, everything's over, and we were at the Puerta del Cielo church. She specifically said to me she appreciated the team taking the time and the expense to come and spend it with the churches, which is exactly what Yulene said, that they would see the sacrifices for the sake of the kingdom. And she actually saw that and actually verbalized it. And it wasn't something I solicited. And she also said this was the best event she had ever attended. And I was like, what? I mean, this girl's been to so many events for the church in Mexico. And so obviously the Lord really impacted this woman. And she was just really blessed. Okay, one more. I know this is a little longer than 15 minutes. Okay, the first word that we received before we left was from Tim. He quoted from Psalm 68, 1 and 2. It says, "Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, and let those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is drawn away, so draw them away. And as wax melts before the fire, so let them let the wicked perish before the Lord." And then he spoke of freedom and the release of people in chains. And now I'm going to read to you what Jean Fisher said. She said, "Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor is the ear too dull to hear." And she said that had to do with the iniquities of the land. So, let me tell you a story. There was we were going to do something that Danny said, go buy some gifts. This was on Friday night. He said, on Saturday, we're going to do this little Valentine. I don't know if it was a Valentine thing, but we're going to do this little thing with gifts. And he said, just pray to the Lord, and the Lord will show you what to get. And just bring it here, and then I'll tell you what to do with it on Saturday. So we went home, and Vera said, you know, I just want to bring these two candies. And she goes, you want to take one of them? I said, no, I don't want to bring candy. And so I really sensed the Lord told me to go get some bubbles. All right? So I know there are kids there, so I'm thinking, you know, I'll buy the bubbles for the kids, and they can have fun with them. So that was my thought in my brain, right? So Saturday morning, I walked out to the stores. I had a phrase. Listen to this phrase. Do I have it here? Oh, yeah. Burbujas para niños. I had to translate that because I had to go to all the stores. I said, ¿Tiene burbujas para niños? No. And then they kept saying, oh, this one store down here, but they're closed. They don't open until 8 o'clock. And we're leaving at 8 o'clock. So anyway, that means bubbles for kids. That's what that means. I was looking for bubbles for kids. So sure enough, we were leaving our Airbnb. We had our stuff. We were ready to get on the van. And I said, no, I'm going to go into the store and see if they have the bubbles. And sure enough, they did. They had one of those like long tubes of bubbles with the wand and stuff like that. So I get the bubbles, I have them in a bag, and I just stuck them. I just held on to them. And then when the whole event happened, Danny said, I want you. He was asking people to come up individually to take their gift and call the person up and give it to them and tell them why you're giving it to them. And I was like, all right, well, Lord, what do you want me to do with the bubbles? You know, there's no kids here right now. So anyway, the Lord said, give it to the woman that you prayed for the filling of the Holy Spirit. And I knew exactly who that person was. I knew where she was. So I walked up and I saw her. I said, you with the green dress or whatever, I said, please come up here. And obviously it's being translated. And in that whole moment, the Lord told me exactly why she's getting the bubbles. The bubbles, the actual bubble itself, meant freedom. And that I was to declare that she was free. And so she comes up, I give her the bubbles, and she's like looking at the bubbles. And I said, open it up, and I want you to blow some bubbles. And so she does, and she blows some bubbles. And I said, that stands for freedom. And I have never done this, but I screamed out the word freedom twice at the top of my lungs. And it was like, you know, this was the prophetic word for her, these little bubbles, right? And later in the day, Joy comes up with this gal. She's from Tequila, and which is several states away. And she said, she wants to tell you something. She said she came to this conference wanting to know she had been set free. And here I prophetically say to her, freedom. And that's exactly was the word that Tim had. She, I don't know what she, and then even after the conference, she wanted a picture of me so that she can remember me, and was like, oh my goodness. So that was how God was working. And but this is an interesting thing with regards to what Jean Fisher shared. Obviously, the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull. And she said it had to do with the iniquities of the land. And then when we got home, Wayne had heard, he had spoken to Owen Carey, and he had known that we got out of the country right before the cartel guy was taken out and all the stuff that was going on. And he said, he saw a prophetic picture. He said, you went in and you placed Jesus as the head of the church, and God took out the head of the cartel. So it was like something was being displaced in the spirit, because it was the iniquity of the land, right? That was the iniquity of the land, is the cartel has corrupted the land. And now God has sent us in to bring Jesus as the head of, and it's just kind of interesting. So, I'm sorry I went a little long. Thank you for sending us. We had a great time. I did not get to go to the beach and do all those wonderful things that Tim did. But it was a real blessing to have served alongside these people, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful time. Thank you.
I think I'm gonna need those. I have, and can sum up this trip for me in one word, which was gift. It was a gift. We have, as a church, Fountain of Life has been sowing. We started sowing into Mexico in 1993. And to see, it was just seeing the fruit of all those years. It's just like amazing. What happened at the conference? I was completely blown away. The thing that Paul shared about Abram and Emma being there, the couple we'd seen followed up on for many years, that was just a gift. That was a gift for them, for me and Wayne. And it was the one time when I wished I could have taken all of you with us. Physically, because I would love for you to understand and to see what God has done through us and through others too, but he's used our church for years down there. And I was just amazed by everything. Everything amazed me. Everything was wonderful. One thing I was praying about before I went, because my husband encouraged me to, was to seek the Lord that he would give me prophetic words for people, and I did have like 4 different prophetic words, so that was really cool and exciting for me. And but I was also completely blessed by the spirit of prophecy that was over. I never expected, when they were talking about having words for different churches and we were praying for people, people were lining up, like lining up at one point to have words for this one church that was standing up there. And I mean, I didn't have any clue that there were prophetic people like that in some of the churches we're working with down there. And it was just activated. I think it was activated a lot at the conference. And now they're probably going to be prolific with it. But, you know, like, it was just such a blessing to see that, to see all the churches that we are working with currently in one location was just another gift. So it was a blessing from start to finish, and that's all I'm going to say, because enough was said already, and I would have shared some of the same things that others shared. So praise God for what he did. Thank you so much for continuing to sow into that ministry, for sending us. It's humbling. One thing I do want to share, I guess one of the words that the Lord gave me was when we were praying as, you know, with Paul and Vera and Peter and the 2 guys that were with us, and I don't remember if Tim and Lupe were there or not too, but I don't think they were at that time. But we were praying with them about the conference and the day before it started or something, and when we started to pray, I just started to cry, and God gave me this vision of the clouds in heaven, like lighting up, and like there was activity happening in the clouds, and there were bursts of light, and there was angels talking or whatever, people talking in the heavenlies, and there was like this excitement in the air. That's what it was, and that's what he gave me before the event started, and to see that come to fruition was like really amazing and a blessing for me, you know. So anyway, we love you. Thank you so much.
And Robin,
yeah,
you should share about CLO.
Oh yeah, so CLO, Oscar's wife, they live right at the edge of the soccer field. It's just outside of the town a little. It's a big soccer field that her Oscar's uncle owns. And he owns all the land there, and their house is right before you go into the soccer field area, and it's part of their uncle's land too. And Cielo expressed some, you know, fear or concern, because she's got 4 little children that she's homeschooling, 4 kids, you know, and 3 of them she's homeschooling right now, and one's a baby. And she's pointed out this black car that drives in and goes down to the soccer field, and he's selling drugs to people down there, and a car went in and out several times while we were there, and you could see some exchange going on. And so, you know, she's just been afraid. She's had some fear because of, she lives right on the edge of that, and the police don't do anything. The police are so corrupt and stuff down there. There's just no, you know, there's nothing they will do. And so she asked us to pray, and so we prayed, you know, for them and for the property and everything. And the Lord gave me a very short word for her. I just, when I put my hand on her shoulder to pray, I started to cry, which meant that seems to be my indication that I'm going to have a word, because I start to cry a little bit. And I said to her, my arms are so long, says the Lord. My arms are wrapped around your house. And I am protecting you. And then I just said, do not think that my arms are short. They are very long. And that was a confirmation to her from Numbers 11:23. Let me get it here. God had given this to her a little bit before we prayed. And so it was a confirmation to her. My word was a confirmation to her because he gave her the scripture. The Lord said to Moses, is the Lord's power limited? Oh, it's different in this. I'm going to do it in a different version. It says, is my arm too short? That's what it really says. I'm looking at it in a different version, I guess. I don't usually have it on the NASB. But she specifically said to me, he said to me recently, you know, from Numbers, it says something like, has the arm of the Lord been shortened? So that was really cool, that confirmation.
So I guess I wanted to just show you a few videos. I know it's getting late. How are we doing? All right? Doing okay? All right. First one I wanted to show you, because we all love Rosa so much, I wanted to show you Rosa doing a little worship with her. Also wanted to share another worship time. This is actually Rafa, which Vera mentioned, his wife, who used to be a professional singer, is singing in this along with Joy and the others. Thank you. The next thing we wanted to show is a little bit of some of the prophetic words that were given over the churches. I guess I want to... First, they gave some words for San Juan. It was really, really good. I did want to highlight one of the... This is one of the Mexican women that was very prophetic. And she had a very powerful word. This is for the church in San Juan. We're joined.
Juan de Abajo. A partir de hoy, los cielos se abren y la gloria de Dios desciende con poder y con autoridad sobre este pueblo, sobre esta iglesia, en el nombre de Jesús. Esta iglesia se santifica para la gloria y honra del Altísimo. San Juan, adelante, adelante, porque los cielos son abiertos.
Okay. I did want to show there's several that I wanted to show, but I think I'm going to try to cut it down a little bit. Missing the Topeka one. Oh, that's this one. Okay. Robin mentioned that at one point people were just lining up. And this happened right after this word that Joy had for our brothers and sisters up in Topeka. And that's where Shalom and Sarah go that were here. And you'll see the baby in their arms that they were pregnant for when they were here. But this word to me really kind of broke through in the prophetic. Joy's word is going a little hard to hear, but she was talking about a dark cloud over Topeka, and it was going to break open. The point that I want to make is that these words for was end of the conference, and such powerful words that were given for the different churches. Paul was up prophesying over these guys earlier, and when he was sharing and encouraging them in a word, I said to Joy, I said, Joy, you have a word for them? She said, no, I don't think, you know. And then she said, well, the Lord gave me, you know, a little picture with that. And I said, well, but I don't know. I said, well, you need to step out in faith, so you're going to see the faith here.
En
We cry to you for our brothers and sisters. The heat of sadness and depression over this place and over this church and over our brothers and sisters here.
Try to finish this up here. It's getting kind of long. The impact was, I think, pretty powerful. Like what Paul mentioned, I had several people speak to me, including Joy. I had a few people speak to them that they felt so encouraged after this conference. And matter of fact, she told me that on Monday morning, Pancho got up and just felt lighter. He just felt good, you know, and like the Lord was there. And also Imando, who was also in their church, who did not go to the conference, also testified that he woke up Monday and felt a release in San Juan, which was, there was a lot of prayer over the spiritual problems in San Juan. So it's like, you know, it's not only the activation in the people, but in the places that were prophesied or prayed over, there was a change in the atmosphere, and it was such a interesting to hear the impact that people felt from this. In our meeting that we had after with some leaders, with the leaders on Monday, Jabba said that, you know, thank you so much for bringing this down to us. He said, we go out and we're serving and doing conferences all the time. So it was so wonderful for all of us just to come and be fed and be ministered to, versus them always going out and doing all these explosion de amores and such. So the impact was really, really amazing. And like Robin said, we wish you all could have been there, but thank you for supporting us in prayers and in other ways. And we, it was such a really good event. There was 8 different messages that built to express so many good things about the kingdom, and they were very impactful for people as well. So it was just wonderful. Our whole time there was great. So Lord Jesus, thank you that you are the head of the church, and we just serve under you and are able to see you work as we serve, Lord. And that's such a beautiful thing, to be used by you and know that you are moving and changing things. So we thank you for that in Jesus' name, and thank you again for how you have blessed us as a church, how you have blessed us as a people, and how you are blessing all of Mexico. In Jesus' name, amen. One last thing to share was I was asked to perform a marriage down in Mexico with Aaron, who was here, and Ceci, which is Rafa's sister. So it's one of Joy and Pancho's nieces. Everybody needs premarital counseling. These guys are no exception. They need quite a bit of counseling to help them get going with this new marriage. They've lived independent for a lot of years, so that makes it even harder sometimes to come together and live a life in unity. Robin and I realized that we needed to go down there for our first few sessions with marriage counseling. We need to do it in person. So we are going to be going back to Mexico in 10 days for about 8 days or so. And while we're there, there is another Explosion de Amor in this city, so we'll get to do that on the weekend, but before and after we'll do some a few sessions of marriage counseling for these guys. Our little trip is continuing, but God is doing many good things here too, and pray for this couple that they could find their way into unity together. That's a big step for all of us that know that when we get married, it's a quest for walking as one, right? God declares that we're one, and then we got to walk it out, right? So that takes a little work. So praise the Lord. Announcements. All right, Dan, start, or where do we go? Okay. All right. Sorry, we're running kind of late today. So.
Someplace in the scripture says good news from a distant land someplace. I don't know where that is, somewhere like that. That's true, you know, when you think about it. So actually, when you talked about the cartel being head taken out down in Mexico, very similar thing has happened in Iraq or Iran, same thing. So a lot of explosions over there, but I think there's a bigger explosion coming. That's what the Lord That's what he's doing, really. That's really opening up for that, it really is. So, and Joni's encouragement, and of course, all of us to pray for those people over there. And matter of fact, my heart's even for some of the people that have been committing these atrocities, and some of these people, God can bring some of those people out of that, too. So it's a big, big wake up over there. So, and we should be encouraged that we're joining the Lord in what he's doing, and look what's happening in Mexico and all over. So you should be encouraged in your prayer time with the Lord and what we're doing, you know. So what God is doing, really. So it's actually really exciting to see that, you know. I saw Paul Saturday morning early for a few minutes. He said, we're at war. And I said, boy, I just sunk with war. I don't like war. I just don't like war. I've been in a war myself. I wasn't in a combat, but my dad was. We lost people in our family in the war, and I just, my heart sinks when I think of that, because everything that takes place. But Jesus said, you know, there'll be wars and rumors of wars, but the end's not going to come until the gospel goes throughout the world. So we're seeing this happen in a big way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You should all be encouraged. I am.